In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. There is a kind of unwritten rule which says that if one of the set passages for the day is really difficult, that is the one you should preach on. Well, we've certainly got a difficult one today. Those words of Jesus recorded in Luke chapter 12. So here goes. It sounds as if Jesus is under stress and frustrated, and indeed he says as much straight away in the first verse. How I wish the fire were already kindled. There's nothing of the gentle Jesus, meek and mild, here. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Is he just having a bad day? Or is he using shock tactics to jolt his listeners into recognizing the true state of affairs? And then there's verse 56. You hypocrites, you do not know how to interpret the present time, which harks back to verse 50, which we heard last week. The Son of Man is coming when you least expect him. Is he trying to scare us or what? You'd better watch out, because you never know when God's got his eye on you. Rather like a nasty policeman hiding in the bushes by the roadside so he can jump out and give speeding tickets to passing motorists. Is that what he's saying? Not an attractive picture. God as some sort of contrary authority figure, always trying to catch us out. And it's a picture that has been with us for a long time, as the extract from the prophecy of Isaiah implies. A picture that creates fear. Not the fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom, but a negative, demoralizing fear that eats away at self-respect and all the ties that bind us together. It resonates with the experience of many people today in countries where there is random oppression and violence by the government or because of civil war. And nearer at home, well, yes, something my mother said to me recently. We were talking about my brother's 11-year-old daughter, who's just finished at her local village school and is about to go off to secondary school in the nearby town. When we were that age, my parents were quite happy for us to go to school and back on our bikes. But you can't do that now, my mother said. She'd get attacked or abused or abducted. This fear of violence, even when it is not actually present, eats away at trust and limits our freedom. There are plenty of people ready and willing to play on our fears because it suits their purposes, be they governments or terrorists or the media. Or preachers. Be afraid, be very afraid. But here's the thing. In the Gospels, what are the words most commonly on Jesus' lips? Do not be afraid. Over and over, that is what he tells his disciples. Do not be afraid. It's also what the writer of the letter to the Hebrews is saying in our second reading this morning, with examples of people from the Old Testament who, through faith, ran with perseverance the race that was set before them. And foremost among this great cloud of witnesses is the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose feast day we celebrated on Thursday. We have a small statue of Our Lady, and in the various houses we have lived in, she has always been on a window ledge in the kitchen, just above the sink. Notre Dame de la Vaisselle, I call her. She is traditionally portrayed going about household tasks when the angel appeared to her and turned her life upside down. God certainly does break into our lives at unexpected times and when we least expect it. But the angel's greeting to Mary was, once again, do not be afraid. So do not be afraid. He is not doing it to catch us out, or to scare us, or to bully us into submission. He does it to build bridges between us and him, between us and others. He does it to give us opportunities to glimpse his power and his glory in the most unlikely surroundings in the course of our daily lives. And like Mary, we can have our lives immensely changed and enriched as he does great things for us. We are to be ready, open to the possibility that God will break into our lives in this way. We are to be ready to interpret these moments for what they are, and with faith to seize the opportunities he sets before us. Amen.